Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, 6:39, 21 till 7 at the WWL Louisiana Forecast Center. We go to talk to Brooke Laser, new meteorologist, well, not a new meteorologist, new addition to the WWL staff. Welcome, Brooke.
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I've grown up listening to you.
Well, you shouldn't have said that, but thank you. That's nice of you to say. And also an MCA Cub, aren't you?
Yes, I am a proud Mount Carmel graduate.
Were you a, I'm trying to remember, it was Pink Panther, Butterfly, and what was the other one?
The one you didn't mention, a ragdoll.
That's what you were?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't remember them all. Well, welcome anyway. It's good to talk to you. Tell me about what you're seeing, what the area can look for, timelines, and all of this stuff.
Yeah, so the 4 a.m. advisory did bring the overall track a little bit further east, and we're going to be watching for intensification in the next update at 10 a.m., which is when you can expect to see the possibility of another jog east. But overall, the impacts don't look too much different for our area. So the main change is the time frame. It's going to be a little bit earlier for landfall, which means preparations need to be rushed to completion. Also, a lot of people asking about flight information in the morning with MSY departures or arrivals. I think we could definitely see that timeline jump a little bit even more, so potentially late morning, early afternoon, but still a pretty similar forecast for intensity, landfall as a category 2 likely. We're going to see that big intensification in the next 12 to 24 hours, of course, likely to become a category 1 at a point today, and then we'll continue to watch for that defined center and the possibility of rapid intensification in a short amount of time. Peyton and I were saying this one's kind of reminding us a little bit more of Zeta than anything else the last couple years.
Mike Dettelier told me that yesterday. He lives in Terrebonne Parish, and that's what he was saying, that it reminded him of Zeta as well, which is not good.
Well, thankfully, we had a pretty okay recovery from that one on the back end, and it was, of course, if you remember, October 28th.
Yeah.
But right now, this one is looking to make landfall probably somewhere between St. Mary and Terrebonne Parishes. So that's really our latest thinking. Right now, the wind speed's, of course, still around 65 miles an hour, and the pressure hasn't dropped off too much. But when you start to see that pressure lowering and then the wind speed's picking up, we get a pretty quick intensification in a short amount of time. The good news is this moves pretty quickly once it starts to head our way. So it should be out of here as we approach Thursday.
So for the people,
issues.
I'm sorry, Brooke, for the people in this area, in the New Orleans area, time frame, and what can we expect? More wind, more rain, what?
Yeah, we're thinking rainfall amounts right now will probably be between about 3 and 6 inches. As far as wind, we've taken those gusts a little bit higher based off of that recent track shift east. So right now we're thinking the sustained range will probably be about 30 to 40 miles an hour gust, anywhere from 40 to 50, possibly 60. And then in terms of today, you're going to have the rainfall, not so much wind just yet, but it will start to pick up as we get later into tonight. So definitely a good idea to get that gas. I've seen a lot of stations with lines around the block, and hopefully this one's not going to be too bad for our area, but we're going to keep watching for any potential additional shifts to the east.
Power outages are a concern, so the wind should pick up tomorrow when?
Yeah, you know, I think wind as a concern is the primary responsibility for power outages. Right now, I'm not as concerned about it, and I wouldn't say evacuations are necessary.
No, but I'm talking about timeline on the winds picking up tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you'll start to see them really picking up in the morning as this is moving a little bit further inland right offshore. The wind field does expand to us later on tonight and the overnight period, but we shouldn't see too much of that today.
All right. Thank you, Brooke. Appreciate your time. And thanks for welcome to Channel 4. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Todd Belt about the political debate tonight, presidential debate, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, when we return here on WWL.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.